Andrew Morse, one of our intrepid bloggers from AnchorRising.com, joins us today. One of the greatest political blogs on the face of the earth. What's going on, Andrew?
Thank you, Matt, and Merry Christmas to
Merry
you, Maverick.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And
how are we going to celebrate Kwanzaa on AnchorRising?
Kind of celebrating cooperative economics is not really something I do for a holiday celebration, so I'm just going to kind of do the more traditional Christmas things with my family, I think.
You small-minded, non-diverse human being. Anyway, go ahead. What's on AnchorRising today?
Yes, no, I am getting ready for to throw myself into the Christmas seasons here and the attendance celebrations. Of course, all should we call them problems or issues with the state of Rhode Island will still be around after we get back from the holidays.
Unfortunately.
And we got I was able to attend Governor-elect Chafee's budget summit last Friday. Got a little bit of a preview of some of the solutions that might be proposed. And people can come. I did a live blog. There is almost minute-by-minute coverage there, which they can see that the various people that Governor-elect Chafee picked to represent various positions.
Really?
What the solutions shall be, yes.
Anything specific that stands out that we should know about?
One thing that I hadn't heard much of before that was mentioned by multiple people and might also be of interest to shoppers is that at multiple times the idea of when he becomes governor, working on taxing things that are sold through the internet and actually working with Congress to make that nationwide was mentioned several times.
Well, that's lovely.
Yes, and then George Nee had some very specific proposals of if we increase the number of people in government, we can hire more tax collectors and have more people to enforce prevailing wage laws. And then there was another side of liberalism that was represented that was kind of, well, we can take advantage of this crisis to make government more efficient and find, you know, better ways to do things. And there were some reasonable proposals along the line that, like, when the state is delivering human services, we've got too many agencies overlapping one another, and maybe if we consolidated some of that down, things would get better. That was sort of the good side of liberalism that was presented.
Well, we'll have to check out all those details, Andrew, at AnchorRising.com. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and all the guys over there.